Now, are you guys ready?
Yeah, go.
Okay. Let's go. Come on, let's go. Empty our pockets and disappear. Missing all of our appointments and turning up unshaven years later. Old cigarette papers stuck to our pants, leaves in our hair. Let us not worry about the payments anymore. Let them come and take it away, whatever it was we were paying for, and us with it. Let us arise and go now to where dogs do it over the hill, where they keep the earthquakes behind the city dumps, lost among gas mains and garbage. Let us see the city dumps for what they are. My country, tears of thee. Let us disappear in automobile graveyards and reappear years later, picking rags and newspapers, drying our drawers on garbage fires, patches on our ass. Do not bother to say goodbye to anyone. Your missus will not miss us. Let's go, smelling of sterno, where the benches are filled with discarded bowling green statues in the interior dark night of the flowery Bowery, our eyes watery with the contemplation of empty bottles of Muscatel. Let us recite from broken Bibles on street corners, follow dogs on docks, speak wild songs, throw stones, say anything, blink at the sun and scratch and stumble into silence, diddle in doorways, know whore's third hand after everyone else is finished. Stagger befuddled into East River sunset, sleep in phone booths, puke in pawn shops, waiting for a winter overcoat. Let us arise and go now under the city where ash cans roll and reappear in putrid clothes, the uncrowned underground kings of subway men's rooms. Let us feed the pigeons at City Hall, urging them to do their duty in the mayor's office. Hurry up, please, it's time. The end is coming. Flash floods, disasters in the sun, dogs unleashed, sister in the street, her brassiere backwards. Let us arise and go now into the interior dark night of the soul-still Bowery and find ourselves anew where subways stall and wait under the river. Cross over into full puzzlement. South Ferry will not run forever. They are cutting out the Bay Ferries, but it is still not too late to get lost in Oakland. Washington has not yet toppled from his horse. There is still time to goose him and go, leaving our income tax form behind and our waterproof wristwatch with it, staggering blind after alley cats under Brooklyn's bridge, blurring statues in baggy pants, our tin can cries and garbage voices trailing. Junk for sale! Let's cut out. Let's go. Into the real interior of the country where hawk shops reign, mere unblind anarchy upon us. The end is here, but golf goes on at Burning Tree. It's raining, it's pouring, the old man is snoring. Another flood is coming, though not the kind you think. There is still time to sink and think. I wish to descend in society. I wish to make like free. Swing low, sweet chariot. Let us not wait for the Cadillacs to carry us triumphant into the interior, waving at the natives, like Roman senators in provinces wearing poets' laurels on lighted brows. Let us not wait for the write-up on page one of the New York Times Book Review, images of insane success smiling from the photo. By the time they print your picture in Life magazine, you will have become a negative anyway, a print with a glossy finish. They will have come and gotten you to be famous, and you still will not be free. Goodbye, I'm going. I'm selling everything and giving away the rest to the Goodwill Industries. It'll be dark out there with the Salvation Army band and the mind its own illumination. Goodbye, I'm walking out on the whole scene. Close down the joint. The system is all loused up. Rome was never like this. I'm tired of waiting for Godot. I'm going where turtles win. I'm going where common puke and die down the sad esplendors of the official world. Junk for sale, my country, tears of thee. Let us go then. You and I, leaving our neckties behind on lampposts, take up the full beard of walking anarchy, looking like Walt Whitman, a homemade bomb in the pocket. I wish to descend in the social scale.
Hurry up!
Pardon me?
Hurry up!
High society is low society. I am a social climber, climbing downward, and the descent is difficult. The upper middle class ideal is for the birds, but the birds have no use for it, having their own kind of pecking order based upon bird song. Pigeons on the grass, alas. Let us arise and go now to the Isle of Man is free. Let loose the hogs of peace. Hurry up, please, it's time. Let us arise and go now into the interior of Foster's cafeteria. So long, Emily Post. So long, Lowell Thomas. Goodbye, Broadway. Goodbye, Herald Square. Turn it off. Confound the system. Cancel all our leases. Lose the war without killing anybody. Let horses scream and ladies run to fleshless powder rooms. The end has just begun. I want to announce it. Run, don't walk to the nearest exit. The real earthquake is coming. I can feel the building shake. I am the refined type. I cannot stand it. I'm going where asses lie down with customs collectors who call themselves literary critics. My tool is dusty. My body hung up too long in strange suspenders. give me a bright bandana for a jock strap, turn loose, and we'll be off where sports cars collapse and the world begins again. Hurry up, please, it's time. It's time and a half, and there's the rub. The ThinkPad makes homeboys of us all. Let us cut out into stray eternity. Somewhere the fields are full of larks. Somewhere the land is swinging. My country, tis of thee I'm singing. Let us arise and go now to the Isle of Man is free and live the true blue simple life.
Go already!
And live the true blue simple life of wisdom and wonderment where all things grow straight up, aslant and singing in the yellow sun, poppies out of cowpods, thinking angels out of turds. I must arise and go now to the Isle of Man is free, way up behind the broken words and woods of Arcady.
If Dr. Seuss would have decided not to write good children's books and decided to write really bad poetry, he would have wrote something like that.
Rob, you're being hard. No, I'm serious, Rob. I kind of was digging that.
You kind of weren't paying attention.
Damien, you're getting
a thumbs up from me.
You're getting thumbs up from the Gucci.
You're flipping around a studio running around. You weren't paying a bit of attention. Oh, this is good. You weren't even listening.
I was,
What the hell was it about?
It was about
leaving.
You
don't know.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey.
Who is this?
Matt's guy.
Huh?
The Mets guy.
Mets suck.
Oh, Mets.
Up on him. All right.
Well, that was kind of rude.
That was rude.
That was interesting.
You don't diss
on
the
Reds.
I thought
that was interesting. Yeah, oh, that was cool.
I thought it was a good poem.
I thought him saying this is the Mets guy was good. What are you doing?
I got to admit, it would have been a little nicer if he'd called and read an original poem. Sheldon. And not what? Sheldon can just wait a minute. Now, look, Rob.
Or.
Rob, you got my gander up.
Your gander.
You were rude to this guy.
What about your goose?
My goose is up too. You kept saying to this guy, hurry up.
How's the rest of your poultry?
Interrupting his artistic statement. How would you like it if you were talking on the radio and I interrupt you? Go ahead, talk about something that's important to you. Go ahead.
Mary had a little lamb.
No, Rob, what? Come on. Talk about something that's important to you, all right?
Nothing's important to me if you haven't learned that by now. Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. You're a shallow human being and you're nothing but a piece of crap.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Do you agree with me, Sheldon? You agree with me?
Man, let me tell you. I mean, that poem was all right, but it was so repetitive. I've heard versions of the Odyssey that was shorter than that.
Come now, let's leave.
I liked it.
It was good for the first, like, two stanzas, but when he kept on saying, come now, let's go, where the puke never rises in... I'm not trying to be funny, but that's just a bunch of,
all
like,
I know
poets.
Is for the first time, I'm ashamed to have Rob as a co-host.
Because
he's not open to artistic statements.
That's not an artistic...
talk about fag bashing forever. But, you know, it just doesn't make any sense. You.
That's not really... I mean, that's poetry, but that's like every other poem that has ever been written by somebody that wants to make an artistic statement. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to be so different, but they're being like themselves in such a way that it's so obvious that it's so funny. I mean, it's cool.
You think it was contrived?
I
thought it was okay.
It was okay, but I mean, it was so long, and it was like everything else that every other person that's down there.
What, do all poems have to be short? Like, I think, therefore I am, and that's the end of that? Come on.
No, but I mean, he ain't no Homer.
Yeah, well, you ain't no Holmes, all right?
It was good. I mean, it was worded good, but it was just too long.
Hear that, Damien? Damien, I apologize for my closed-minded hillbilly co-host.
Closed-minded? I let him go, then it started stinking, and you got to cut it off.
I mean,
you weren't even listening.
I would never
you
open up the mic
listening.
In the middle of
Rob,
somebody's
you
concert.
It was okay, like, for the first 5 minutes.
Right, you're exactly right. WAIF Cincinnati. You're exactly right, because I remember I looked up, I said, oh, we got to do an ID soon. Then he went on and on, and we never had a chance.
It seemed like he wouldn't stop, because he's like...
So let us leave. Let us pick up our McDonald's bags and go to where the trees don't grow anymore, the polluted filth
you're
of this
being
country.
Rude, Robert.
No, that's not really... I mean, you know, I can see where it's coming from, because I'm trying to write a song right now.
Let's hear the words.
Nah, man, because it's not... It's.
Let's hear it, and I'll pretend like I'm Rob.
You really want... Nah, man.
Yeah, you hear... I want to hear it, and I want to pretend like I'm Rob.
Nah,
go.
Man.
You want some music behind it?
Nah, I already wrote the music for it, too.
Let's hear that too then.
I'll play the music, but I ain't gonna play the singing.
No, I want.
Hold on a second.
You
look,
just happen to
I
have
either want
guitar.
All of it or nothing.
You just happen to have your guitar hooked up.
Jeez, Sheldon, are you there?
Hello, this is my acoustic guitar.
Oh, cool.
Okay, great.
It's just like a little.
Is it a ballad?
Yeah, well, it's a ballad. Then it gets heavy. It's not a power ballad. It's
kind of like Stairway to Heaven.
No, it's more like Lithium.
Okay, hurry up, go.
It's just the music is real simple. It's just. It's just like that, and you sing little words over.
Sing it then for us. Go.
Nah, man.
Yeah, just go do it.
Because the words, I'm not a very good lyricist. You know, but so, I mean, you won't be able
Here's what we're going to do, Sheldon. I'm going to turn the mics in the studio off.
Hold on, let me go get my lyrics. All right, hold
on. All right. I knew we were going to do it. I'm on tape, too. I'm taping it.
Oh,
so
boy.
So when he's famous.
So this will be a bootleg.
When he's famous, I can sell it as a bootleg. I can sell it over at Wizards.
Just I'll like check that. This out, though.
Okay.
Beal Jack's coming out with a demo.
Beal Jack? That's your band, right?
Yeah.
Now, you guys are playing a Rumble, what, 6 weeks from yesterday?
Nah, this is going to be sooner than that.
Five weeks from yesterday?
Our tentative release. Of our demo was around
it's too Christmas. Bad you guys are playing the Rumble against the Rick Regular Trio because they're
going
to blow you away.
Oh, and we got a tentative release of one song in the studio in about 2 weeks.
Okay, Rob and I are done. Go, sing your song.
It's not, I'm not going to sing it. See, nah, man, because that was... All right, it's not very long. Time is slow, so I think back to the day when I wasn't alive. It don't mean a thing, thinking... Why cry on lilies when you can bleed on bricks? Why kill yourself when you can kill someone else? Live in fate, die in reality. Concentrate on yourself, you'll be all right. Wonders of the past are children of the grass.
Hurry up! Hurry up!
I'm taking that line out. That is garbage.
Hurry up! Hurry up! Go already! Go already!
No,
see, now
man.
I'm being like Rob.
I think that's really cool, even though I haven't been listening or anything. And I think it's really cool because it gives me a chance to play sound effects
Rob,
underneath
you're
it.
You all just kind of used me as a guinea pig, didn't you?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Well, I thought it was really cool because it was like an artistic statement, and even though I didn't pay any attention to it and I was picking out sound effects, I thought it was really cool.
Well, you know. I mean, the guy, okay, his poem, granted, was like every other poem I've ever heard somebody say in Clifton, but it was worded pretty good. So, I overall, artistic expression, I'd give it about a 3, and words... And the way he uses words, I give it about a 7.
Out of a 1 to 10?
Yeah. Because, I mean, I'm sorry, you know, Damien, even though you got my bass player's name. It's like everything else. It's like everything else in our English textbooks. Oh, boy. It's about somebody from, the message I caught was somebody from middle-class America I don't know if this is right or not, trying to, like, see what it's like being homeless and stuff. And that's, so... You don't want to see what that's like. It ain't no fun.
Just, I'm so fed up with all these pop culture ideas.
And that's exactly what I'm talking about. Thank you.
But it's we'll write something kind of artistic and throw in a pop culture reference every once in a while.
I mean, if he could put his mind to it, he could make a good poem. But that was like...
Yeah, it wasn't Damien's poem. So, you know, not knocking Damien. No, it was somebody else's poem.
Oh, well then
someone who didn't have an editor, obviously.
Hey, Sheldon.
Thank you. What?
Sheldon, you there?
Yeah.
I want to try something like I do this every now and then.
Hey, when we get our like song, can we?
Hey, Sheldon, you always interrupt your parents when they're talking to you.
We'll play your song, Sheldon.
Can we come on the show and stuff like hang out? You know what I'm saying?
Chill. Yeah, yeah, we'll debut it. We'll debut it. All right. Now listen, there's something I want to do here, and you can help me. Hey, you can help me with this.
All
you right, ready?
What's up?
All right, everyone, be real quiet. You're quiet. Good. I'm glad next time we're real quiet, you're gonna fart, right? Okay. I'll be real quiet, all right? Now, everyone out there in Radio Land, turn your radio up real, real loud, so it's real, real quiet, all right? So you can turn your radio up all the way, and we're real quiet. We're not loud enough to wake up your neighbors because we're being real shoving.
Yeah.
Are you there?
You're gonna cut me off with a real loud song, aren't you?
No, I'm not gonna do that.
He's only done this about 18 times since the show began. No one knows what's coming.
Just don't play no Bill Jack.
Yeah, just be real.
Are you familiar with the term beating a dead horse, Chris?
Shh, shh, shh.
I'm not going to be quiet.
Man, I might quit McDonald's, man.
Shh, be quiet.
Why? What's wrong?
Because, man. Oh, that Ethiopian girl, Chris, man. That me and her are going together now.
Really? Now, look, be quiet.
Hold on. You graduated from talking to going together?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're pretty old. We don't know what going
is. She had a boyfriend. She had a boyfriend, so she said she's going to break up with him so she can hang out with me.
Okay, Sheldon.
She is smashed. I'm telling you, she looks good as hell.
Okay. Now look, everybody. I want to do this. This is gonna be fun.
Oh, right. Oh boy,
and you've
here
done
we
this a million
play
times.
Play a real loud song. Play some Sex Pistols or something.
Ibrahim. Ibrahim. Ibrahim.
Hey! Mustafa, Mustafa, Mustafa Ibrahim. Mustafa, Mustafa, Mustafa Ibrahim. Mustafa Ibrahim, Allah, 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 Ibrahim, 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 Allah, 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 Ibrahim.
Hey!
Mustafa, Mustafa,
Allah in the soul.
Mustafa, Mustafa,
Paris in the soul.
Mustafa, Mustafa.
Queen from the album Jazz. Babe Winkleman. You know,
Babe.
You know, Rob, you just called me. What was that, a pretentious art fart or something?
I don't know. Just.
You're right. Never mind.
You
Babe.
Already called me
yeah,
something.
Man.
You are.
You.
Yeah. Okay, Babe Winkleman.
You're
what
like,
do you want?
Chris,
what's going on,
you're like a mile wide and an inch deep.
So are you.
That's all I'm going to say. Go
you're,
ahead,
you're
babe.
You're like 5 miles wide eating all them salami sandwiches and White Castles up there in Hamilton, like the hillbilly that you are.
Go ahead, babe. Who you want to talk to, the hillbilly
or
the artsy, pretentious?
No, I kind of
want
to talk
nothing.
To Rob.
You
want
to talk?
Chris is being a dick tonight.
Hey!
What do you mean tonight?
Well, pretty much everything.
How about Chris is being himself tonight?
Yeah, I don't like the way he picks on you all the time, Rob.
I know.
Steams me.
I don't like the way Rob interrupts all our callers and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I always do that. Go ahead, babe. What's
Rob,
on your mind?
How come it is always all the 16-year-olds take your side and all the adults take my side?
We haven't had an adult call the show yet. Go
we
ahead, babe.
Two of them
well,
call.
I'll tell you what, that Shannon girl, man, she sounded killer.
Pretty fine, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And then that poem guy.
She
yeah.
looked, I bet she looks really good with a couple of potato pancakes in front of her.
I bet she did.
I bet she does. Okay, what do you want, Babe Winkleman?
That poet guy, he's something else.
Didn't he? Wasn't that great?
I think he should have been with that doctor, whatever his name was.
Yeah, you think he should be, like, sucking on bongs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. He was just far out. He was just, like,
You're
out
pretty
there.
Far out, too, dude. What's your story?
Not much. I'm from Villa Hills, just kicking back.
Where's that?
Villa Hills.
Oh, that's in KY?
Yeah.
Okay. It's
sort
nice down there.
Back.
Is the grass really blue down there or not?
No, it's green, actually.
Green? They have green grass? Why do they call it the green grass state?
Shit, I don't know.
They call it the bluegrass state. Hey, watch it, man.
I think it's kind of all stupid.
What do you
anyway?
Watch it. You watch it.
All right, anything else, babe?
Well, I just want to say, Rob, you're a cool guy and all. And
thanks.
Chris, why don't you just...
749-1444.
Oh, he cuts him up. Someone with a little constructive criticism. And Chris...
749-40, give us a call. Talk to...
Mr. Thin Skin tonight.
Rob, I'm going to kick your butt before the show's
Mr.
over.
Mr. Thinskin, can't
I'm
take a little...
I'm clock you one right in the jaw.
Can't take a little... afraid of what the man from Kentucky might say.
Those guys in Kentucky got nothing.
Afraid the truth might come out, aren't we, Chris?
Not at all. Cindy?
Cindy,
yeah,
what?
This is Cindy.
Oh. Hi, Cindy. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. I just wanted to say that Damien, a.k.a. George Schumann, is a gentleman that I went to school with, and I can attest to his character.
Rob being rude or what?
Well, I think you're both right in some respects.
The dude was pretty darn long-winded.
I think he should have forewarned you that it was going to be as long as it was.
At the very least, he should have.
I think I also think that you would not have granted permission right from off the bat if he had forewarned you.
Do you want to
once again, Cindy? You are right on the money.
So I mean, he was taking his chances, but you know, I know how Chris kind of wanders off and sort of sticks up for any, you know, kind of cultural thing, no matter what it might be.
As long as it's different, I like it.
But I admire Chris for that.
There you go, Rob.
I do admire, but I think you guys are at each other's throats. I mean, what's going on?
Well, I wouldn't
here?
Be if Rob wasn't such a dumbass.
I think you guys should really make up, man. The last few shows I've listened to, you guys have just been like,
Rob, you want
to
make up
at each other?
Hell no, we'll make up with you.
Here, Rob, plant one right here. Give me a big wet smooch. Come on, Rob. I'll give you a big wet smooch.
Damien, man, the boy's got a good mind, but he's
kind of out there, isn't he?
I think he's
kind of boring.
He's supposed to be in Japan now. I mean, why?
Boring.
Where are you?
He's just
George.
Misguided.
What happened? He's supposed to go over there and teach English for like $60,000 a year to
what,
like small Japanese.
Well, he can't leave soon enough for my taste.
Well, he's a good kid and he's an incredible performer. I mean, he I've seen him recite poetry many times. But
so he does that for a living, huh?
No.
He does it for a living, Rob, and you cut him off. That could have been the
English,
big break he was looking for.
Color Me Bad sings for a living, and
actually,
I would cut them off.
He is homeless.
Do what?
He is homeless. For real.
Well, he's got a job waiting in Japan to pay $60,000, and
well,
he's living
yeah,
in the streets
of
Cincinnati.
Irony of it.
Well,
believe me, he's in love with Oriental women.
Well,
I'm exposing too much.
Yeah, you are.
He'll probably call and like talk about my.
No, he's not going to. Well, if he calls, he's not getting on the air, so don't worry about it.
Well, anyway,
if
I just
he calls,
to say
he's getting as much airtime as he wants, just so I can piss off Rob.
Well, come on now. I mean, you're disgruntling me, and I'm sure the other listeners.
Well, I'm not trying to disgruntle anyone except for Rob.
Chris is such a
self-involved, pretentious art geek with no taste.
Beats Bill being
he does
dope smoking.
He does
trailer
apply,
hitch riding hillbilly Hamilton Tucky and.
Come on now.
Doesn't
redneck who doesn't shave like yourself.
Doesn't apply any standards. Of quality to any of this stuff.
Well, that's just.
Just
the way
if it's out there, and if I think I'd like it when I'm baked, well, then it's gotta be cool.
Yeah. Well, George.
At least
is
we get
cynical.
Baked on the good stuff, and not that crap you get up there in Hamiltucky.
Now, let's change the subject. I think you should call 1-800-RAW-MUFF.
We will do that. Thanks a lot, Cindy.
All right.
Dial that up, Jim. I'm serious.
She said raw muff.
Yeah, I assume that's RAWMUFF.
Yeah, let's get the phone.
Dial it up.
You got to be kidding. How they get in so quick?
They're quick, man. They're fast. 749-1444. You know, Rob?
What?
I meant everything I said.
Hey, so did I.
Except for you didn't make any sense. Who was that on the other line, Jim?
What do you mean I didn't make any sense? I hit the nail. 1-800-RAW-MUFF.
We're not going to dial 1-900. That's probably $25 a minute.
No, we're going with that 1-800. Raw muff. Two Fs in
what if
muff.
What if it's M-U-P-H? Then what?
Well, we'll try that next if we don't get anything here.
This is what the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show is all about. It's on the Skating Edge. Good taste.
I'm sorry. It is not necessary to dial the number one or zero when calling this number.
Jim, we pay you in the triple figures to do this.
Hold on.
And this is what we get.
So Raw Muff is a local number?
1-800, dude.
Did you just dial one Raw Muff or 1-800?
It's not that important. Let's move on to something else.
All right, yeah, let's go. Come on. 749-1444. There, the phone's ringing off the stinking hook. No thanks to Chris, I'm sure.
Mac, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey.
Pretty wild night tonight.
Isn't it crazy?
Kind of wild.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever happened to that one guy? He called like a few weeks back.
I don't know what one
Larry
guy was
for
that?
President or something like
Larry
that.
Larry for president. All right.
Did you bring it?
No, I got
that
it.
That was a trip.
Yeah.
He said he's going to call back.
I hope he does. I hope he runs. Hope he's not just bluffing.
He'll probably win my vote.
I think he's in truck driver school in North Carolina.
He's probably out there hot on the campaign trail.
Hey, you guys know who Shannon is? Man, she sounds incredible. She turned me on. I'm sprung.
Oh, she did?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Shannon, if you're listening, you got a couple of fans out there. Anything else on your mind, Mac?
Oh, not much. I don't know. That one, the poetry guy, I don't know. I'm not into that.
Not into poetry?
I mean.
What are you into? Leonard Skinner?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just into nothing.
You're just into nothing.
I'm getting ready to go on vacation. I'm
gonna
get
where are you going?
Rich. I'm going to Europe.
Europe? What are you going to do when you get there?
Just fuck around. I don't know.
Well, there you go.
That'll give you something to do. All right, well, have a good trip and send us a postcard.
All righty.
Well, do you know the address here?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right, we'll be looking for it.
Sure.
We want one of the Eiffel Tower. We want one of Mickey Mouse standing by the Eiffel Tower.
Once again, the address of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, care of WAIF, is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, care of WAIF, Post Office Box 6126, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45206.
It's a veteran of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Gene, go ahead.
Man, what's wrong with you guys? Man?
What's wrong with who?
You guys are going at it, but it's entertaining, so I won't.
It is entertaining?
It's the only time Chris has been entertaining.
And the show's getting out of hand, man.
What's out of hand?
As the summer goes on.
More and more 16-year-olds call us?
Yeah, it's like nothing.
Rob likes that, though. Because, you know, he can identify him with them more. You know, lots of zits, puberty, being a virgin, all that kind of stuff. Rob can get right into that scene.
But, yeah, I just got back from my poker night.
Did you win big?
came out about $15 ahead.
Hey, that's a great night, then.
Did you guys play with them cards with naked women on the back of them?
Nah, I play when we're playing for money. Yeah, well, that's not necessary. Plus, that's teenage crap. Hey, why you guys ragging on the peppers, man?
What, with the chili peppers? Yeah. That was a long time ago.
Because they suck hard.
But the thing is, how come every time a song gets on the pop charts, all of a sudden that group is sold out? That's bull. You know what a pop chart? Pop chart is songs that, 18 to 34, I guess, that main demographic, whatever.
Right, right.
That those people decide to buy, and it ends up going on Q1 or that one station that plays all that garbage.
The new Killer Q.
Yeah. But most of the songs on the pop chart started somewhere else. Look at Baby Got Back. That wasn't meant for the pop chart. White folks started listening to it and got popular. Very few songs are meant to go on the pop. Paul Abdul and all that garbage. That's where that aimed, I guess. But I just don't think because a band gets a song on the pop chart doesn't mean they suck off. I like the peppers. I think they're funky as hell. To white guys. I had to throw that in.
Okay. Well, I like Nirvana, and they sold a lot.
But they're just doing their thing, and somebody jumped on the gravy train and made them a lot of money.
Yeah. So, I mean, just because it's on the pop chart doesn't mean it sucks.
Right. You don't have to compromise your principles to make money. If people like it, they're going to pay to get it.
But I'm trying to think of something else on a pop chart that I like. And nothing's coming to me.
I mean, I don't like anything on a pop chart.
You like the Chili Peppers? You just said that.
Well, you know what I'm talking. I like the Chili Peppers and I like Sir Mix-a-Lot, but those weren't meant to go on the pop chart.
Well, I heard the Smithereens on Q102 once. I like the Smithereens. You're listening. You're locked in.
What, the Q102?
You have two buttons on your car radio. Way from Q102. So my sources say.
But, I guess that's... Unless you guys got something. You guys always get quiet when I get on a soapbox. What's up? I want to argue.
You want to hear some good funk? None of that crappy funk?
You got that Mingus album?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we played that a little while ago.
Yeah, does that guy better get hit in your soul on
it? Let me find it. I already put it away. I don't know. Yeah, it does.
Hey, play that, man. That's a cool song.
I'm going to play the Barquets for you. Remember the Barquets?
Yeah, play the Mingus song, too.
I already played Mingus. I'm going to play you the Barquets now.
Oh,
you're not going to hear this song on the Killer Q.
I can hear that on the Wiz.
You'll only hear... No, you won't.
Not the Barquets.
Not the B-side.
You can hear anything on the Wiz.
It's even Soul Finger.
Don't know.
From what? That's the Bar K's, by
funky
the way.
Funky music.
Yeah. That goes out to Gene because we love Gene so much. Now, from what I understand, Rob, you're going to read us a poem now?
Yes, I'm going to read a poem by Author Anonymous.
Okay, and you'd like me to play a little poem music?
Yes, a little moon music, please.
Okay, here we go.
There was a young barmaid from Grail who on her chest had tattooed the price of ale. And for the blind, on her behind, she had the same information in Braille.
Didn't work for me, guy.
I liked it. 749-1444 is the phone number. It's the Chris and Rob late night talk show.
I'm Chris. I'm the good-looking one.
And I'm Rob. I'm the cultured one.
You're not cultured. I'm cultured.
Right.
You drive a truck. All right. Shauna, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Hi, Shauna.
Hi.
What's on your mind tonight?
Shauna, speak up a little bit.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry. Be happy. Okay, go. The airwaves are yours.
Oh. Well, what do you want to talk about?
What do you want to talk about? It's a talk show.
Well, back when we were talking about when the kissing fags.
Uh-huh, we were talking about kissing and gays.
Yeah, I think it should be allowed. You know, I think people should do whatever they want in public, even though other people think it might be gross or stuff. You know, but I think.
What if they're really ugly and fat and sweaty and have a lot of acne?
Well, I've been to the malls and I've seen gay guys holding hands, so it was pretty funny. But I mean, you know.
Shauna, you're worldly. You've been to the mall.
Ooh.
Well, I don't think we ever discussed that it should be, like, made illegal or anything, and I don't think that in most cultures it is. Although, there was that couple in, what was it, like, Taiwan or Cambodia or something, and they were shot because they were living together and they weren't married. Sure about that?
Wow, I didn't hear about that.
It was in the paper today.
Educate me.
But that's in some third world country.
Knowledge of wisdom.
Yeah, I don't think we ever discussed that it would be, like, illegal or you could get a ticket or go to jail if you were, like, kissing on somebody in public.
It's just not good taste sometimes.
If two guys were like kissing and a cop walked up, do you think he would say something to him?
He'd say, hey, get a room.
Let's suppose you and I were at the mall, right, and we were sitting outside the movie theater, the one with the time tunnel in it.
Oh, yeah.
And like we were like holding hands and we started like smooching and we were like getting all hot and heavy and we were heavy breathing and like like we were like doing the tongue thing and then we started like fondling each other and then before you know it we're just like ripping each other's clothes off. Do you think that would be in poor taste to do it right there in the middle of the mall? You just want to hear me go through all that spiel again.
Oh, yeah.
And you're not getting cheap sex from the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'll tell you that right now, Buster.
Shauna.
Yeah?
Call 1-800-RAW-MUFF, okay?
You've already called it.
No, we haven't. We were just kidding when we called it. You call it.
Raw Muff?
Yeah.
And then report back to us.
Report back to you.
Okay. Thanks for your call. All
right. Bye.
Bye.
Later. 7491-444.
That's the phone number. Use it. Don't wear it out. Something like that. We did a whole show on kissing in public,
we
but
did
obviously,
that last fall, though.
Obviously that wasn't enough. It's such a hot topic. It's
in Japan. I think you get killed if you do that.
It's a button topic.
Hello, Al.
Hey, man. The 1-800 raw muff number works.
It does.
Really?
I called it.
All right, we're gonna call it now. Thanks. Dial her up, Jim. Dial her up.
Hold on. So basically, Al can use a phone better than Big Jim here?
Yeah. Al, do you want to come in and answer phones for us? And maybe you could take Big Jim's job. I mean, he always comes to the show drunk and stoned anyway.
Sweating.
He sweats on
sweats
everything.
All over the phone. He'll probably get electrocuted one of these days.
Here's hoping. So, Al, if you want the job, you can pick up an application at the lobby.
We're assuming Raw Muff is RAWMUFF. As
Jim is
nimble fingers.
Here we go.
Put on hold.
There you go. Here we go. This is exciting. Live radio, man. It doesn't get any better than this.
It's ringing. Welcome to 1-800-729-MUFF.
the wildest sex line in America. Experienced callers, enter your credit card number followed by a pound sign now. Or if you don't have a credit card and you want some outrageous live one-on-one action, call 1-900-454-4111. That's 1-900-454-4111. Remember, users of fraudulent credit cards will be prosecuted. Calls will be billed at $1.49 per half minute and will appear on your credit card statement as screen entertainment. Callers must be 18. Any questions, call customer service at 1-800-937-4884. And don't forget our brand new hot action party line, where the party never stops. Call now at 1-900-407-7727. That's 1-900-407-7727. Or if you want to totally...
Okay, Jim is going to call customer service now. Fix her up there. 1-800-937-4884, I think.
Chris, you're...
937-4884. Call customer service here. Make sure they know we're a talk show, though, because that's important. They're, you know, because I think they probably get a lot of crank calls. They'll probably be intimidated if they know we're the media.
Rob?
What? What the hell's going
Rob,
on?
Rob, your head's up your ass. Let everybody know.
Who? This is customer service?
Your head is up your ass, Rob.
All right, yeah, I have a question. How do you get to be so pretentious and goofy?
Rob,
what the hell happened?
Rob!
I thought we were making a little...
How did that happen?
I don't know. How do you sneak in there?
Anyway, dial up customer service. Get it going on,
I thought
guy.
We did. How do we... Okay, I'm trying. Here we go. Is this the way we do it?
Yeah, 1-800-937-4.
Well, I know the 1-800 part. How many zeros is that?
That was one. We're learning a lot of valuable lessons here tonight. I hope all of you out there are taking notes. Let's get a little music while we're waiting.
This Mr. Poetry guy, the best thing he could come up with,
your head's up your ass.
He's got a language there.
What a linguist he is.
Hey, Rob, well, what was all the feedback there?
You know he has a deep understanding of the English language. The best thing he can come up with,
your head's up your ass. Your head's up your ass, I want to call
you. Sorry, you must first dial a 1 or 0.
Good Lord.
I didn't dial 1.
Good Lord. I'm working with a bunch of ingrates here.
I think we should do it up. You think that's the number? You think that's the number for real? All right, call. Okay, yeah, well, somebody do that, like, off the air. Here, somebody. Okay, where's the 1? I got the 1 dial.
We come on this loop, John B. My grandfather and me. Around Nassau town we did roam, drinking all night. Got into a fight. Well, I feel so broke.
Available agent.
Okay, it's coming up.
You'd think they'd have Sake or somebody come on and say that. Like how Red Roof Inn had Martin Mull. Oh, listen to the music they're playing. Turn the Beach Boys down. Is this Barbara? That's what I said. Is this Barbra Streisand? Wow. Her last movie didn't do too much. She had to sell one of her songs to.
What was the movie?
Yentl or... I don't know. She made another one.
What was that?
What was what? It's Barbra singing. She's getting down. Her skin's like...
Anyway, if you just tuned in, we've got the customer service number of 1-800-HOT-MUFF.
Raw muff.
Something like that.
As opposed to cooked muff. Or basted muff.
Man, we're scraping the bottom now. How long are they going to leave Barbra on? We want to talk to somebody.
I wonder kind of cuss, how many operators they have.
They probably got none right now.
They have one operator, and right now they're in the bathroom. I think we should hang up on this. A little Barbra goes a long way.
How many complaints do they have?
I know.
Either they're getting a lot of complaints or there's no one in the studio.
Yeah. They're not getting the...
I don't complain, I didn't get a rock off. I don't know if you guarantee a rock. I want one rock.
Oh, well. It's hard to believe one of our plans fell through. Usually things go... It's like
this wasn't our plan, this was Cindy's plan.
This was like a well... Usually our show's like a well-oiled...
Hi.
No, it's still Barbra. Still. Well, we've had Barbra and Martin Mull on tonight, so... We had Crispin Glover on last week. You know what we should call it? The Chris and Rob Galaxy of Stars.
How did Cindy know about this number?
Think that's her summer job?
Could be.
Wow. But of all the stars in the galaxy, Barbra just might be the brightest. Alright, let's hang up on this stuff. Why would anybody do that? You think it's going long enough?
Good enough.
Okay, one more minute.
We can come up with some snappy banter till then.
We can, huh?
You sure can, you no good, good for nothing, hillbilly talk show host.
I really like that.
Christine looking, funny looking.
Now, I don't really like Barbra Streisand too much, but that album she made with Barry Gibb, although it was on the pop chart, I enjoyed it. I mean, I it was very, we have nothing to be guilty about, and that one where she's wearing the big Superman t-shirt, and it's just barely covering her raw muff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a great record, too.
Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Hello, is this customer service?
Hello.
Hello, is this customer service?
Yes, it is.
Okay, this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show calling from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yes.
And we're on the air right now, is that okay?
What do you need for?
I was just wondering, what's the most common complaint you get?
The most common complaint?
The most common complaint about your service.
Unable to get through.
Ooh, so you're doing pretty well then.
Yes.
What's the average age of most of the people on your end of the phone?
The average age? I'm not going to give that out.
Okay, what's the average weight?
I'm not going to give that out either.
I didn't think you would. So how long have you been doing this job? Hello, sir. Did he hang up?
He hung up on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Holy guacamole.
Someone else hung up on us. Hard to believe. Usually this is a well...
Guy just didn't have a sense of humor.
You told me to ask the hard questions. I asked, two questions, and bada bing, bada boom.
And he faltered.
Hey, Joe!
Joe, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Chris and Rob?
Hey, Joe, where you been all my life?
Long time no talk.
Yeah, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, what are you guys talking about tonight?
What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, well, I guess the thing on everyone's mind is politics.
Politics? Okay, let's talk about politics.
Let's talk about politics.
It's a dirty word.
Perot, Clinton, Bush, or what?
Perot. Let's talk about H. Ross Perot, the relic from another age.
Yeah, what age is he from?
I think he's from the jet age.
A relic the from the jet age?
Yeah.
When was the jet age? In the 60s?
I think the jet age started right after World War II.
Okay, yeah, you're right. There were jets in World War II.
Yeah. I think it was in full force like towards the late 50s and early 60s. And okay. I think that's where he's a relic from.
What do you say that?
He's a relic from Texas, isn't he?
He's a man of the 90s. He's a mover and a shaker. A doer. He's a doer.
Is he a Renaissance man?
Well, what's he trying to do? The country?
I think he's trying to do each and every one of us his fellow Americans.
His fellow Americans?
You know, mm-hmm. I wish him a lot of luck, and I hope
and his lady Americans, too. Fellas and the ladies.
Well, I wish him a lot of luck.
I wish him luck, and I hope he has a good campaign, and he's making things interesting.
I sure hope it's entertaining.
I don't think he has the answers.
Who does?
He said he wanted, to buy the presidency, then give it back to the people. Well, you know, the presidency's all well and good, but he could have just bought me, like, a six-pack, and I'd have been happy.
That's the problem with America today. You rednecks, all you want is to drink your cheap beer... That cheap beer that always stays cheap and always gets the poor man down. And that's all you want to do, Rob. You make me sick. 749-1444.
Well, really what my favorite hobby is wearing hippie clothes and love beads and stuff and then telling everyone else who wears hippie clothes and love beads that they can go piss up a rope.
Why do you do that for?
I don't know. Because I want to be like you. Tommy.
Yeah.
Hi, Tommy.
Hello. First time caller. I listen to Ed's show usually.
Yeah, he's got a good show.
Yeah, I'm usually there. What I wanted to talk about is something you talked about 2 or 3 weeks ago about the homeless.
Right.
Right.
Did you guys ever try to do anything about that Colonial Heights retirement home?
No, we didn't. Why don't you refresh our memory what Colonial Heights is all about?
Well, that's that retirement home that wouldn't give the food.
Oh, yeah, they're the ones that cursed it. Yeah, they cursed me out.
Yeah, the one you got on the phone with gave you a hard time.
Yeah, we call this retirement home because I guess what they do is they cook big meals for all the retirees, and then the leftovers they throw away, and somebody suggested they give them to the homeless, and they said, no way, Jose.
Right, yeah, and he didn't want to talk about it over the radio, and I just wondered if you guys made a petition
or anything. Why are you just picking on one dinky little retirement home when there's lots and lots of millions and millions of people who are throwing away food every day?
Oh,
from
I know.
King Dongs to Filet Mignon.
Well, I know that, but I'm just saying, you know, if we start with one and get results, maybe we get results with more.
Okay, so you're saying the first people we pick on is going to be the Colonial Heights Retirement Home.
Well, why not? They're the first ones we talked about.
Tommy, right. You're the point man in this assault.
Tom, can you do a little favor here for Chris and Rob?
What's that?
Get on the horn tomorrow morning
with
Colonial Heights. Find out who is in charge of food services and distributing food and who that person would be. And then have that person call our show next week.
I see what I can do.
And then we'll get to the bottom of this matter.
Yeah, I'm wanting to do something for the homeless, and I think maybe if we get on these retirement homes about throwing the food away.
Right.
Maybe we can get one.
Them
step
old people
up.
Don't need to eat. Let's give the food to a bunch of bums and alcoholics.
Well, still they're homeless. A lot of them out there don't got no money, and maybe they, that's their way of staying warm in the winter.
Right, I dig. I'm just making light of a otherwise depressing situation.
Yeah, I understand that. But, like I said, we start with one. Maybe we can get results from others.
Okay, you're the point man, Tommy.
Do what?
You're the point man.
Tom, we're going to take you off the air. The lovely Jim is going to give you some information about how to get hold of us during the week, and we will get to the bottom of this matter.
Okay, then.
Thank you.
Hang with him, bro.